This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
AMA, we do it every, well, Wednesday at this time, except for yesterday, because we had the Birds Town Hall. So we're doing it Thursday this week. We love AMA. You ask, we answer. Questions from social media. Prior to that, though, hello to Mr. Ben Davis in studio for the next 3 hours. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
And the whole deal to the Phillies, who start in 2 weeks.
That's right.
The whole deal.
Believe it.
Double. Well, you going Larry Anderson? Or was that Lenny? Who was that? Who was the believe it guy?
I think Larry says it a lot.
Yeah, I think it is LA,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk a lot of Phils and Eagles with Ben, obviously, over the next couple hours. James, AMA, what do inquiring minds want to know?
All right, let's start out on Twitter with Donnie Camp, who may or may not be related to my wife. Well, I have no idea. My wife's maiden name was Camp. That's okay. Why I said it. Shout out to Emily Camp, formerly. Question for both Joe and John. Who is your current favorite Philadelphia athlete?
Ooh.
That is an ooh. I mean, I don't even know if Brandon Graham counts.
Let's put him off the board. Let's put he's part of the show. Barkley, yeah, I feel me. Like that's the
Saquon
obvious answer.
Right? Is wow, so likable, so rootable, so
yeah.
In a way, a touch tragic. Like I really wanted that record, the regular season record last year.
Won the
year.
Super Bowl.
I got. Yeah, it. I think Saquon has to be the answer.
I was yeah, actually I think he's everybody's.
Well, I'll tell
right?
you this. I was thinking about this last night. Most exciting athlete of my lifetime, and I had five. And Saquon was in it. I had Saquon, Iverson.
Yeah, Terrell Owens.
I didn't have T.O. I mean, listen, this is all debatable. Here's my list last night off the top of my head. Saquon, Iverson, Randall, Michael Vick, and Eric Lindros for exciting.
Well, T.O., I mean, I think
listen, T.O.'s
probably on that list for just pure exciting, especially the celebrations, the whole thing.
I get it. All right, James, let's do a couple more.
All right, fake WIP listener asks, the morning show gets blacklisted from the sports and sports media industry but are required to work together for the future. What business could you succeed in as a team that isn't related to what you do now? Great question.
I love that question.
Well, that's easy.
As a team.
Oh, well, yeah, we all have to do it together. It's a group, group effort.
We're government. I'm the president. None of you are in the cabinet, by the way. Sub-cabinet.
What? No, the whole all point right. is we work together
I'm,
as a
yes,
team.
Yes, I'm the president.
No, this doesn't count.
Tell people
this is the
what,
worst answer in the history of AMA.
Of course it counts.
This is the
you
worst
said we're
answer
a different,
ever.
Different industry than this.
He's saying you work together as a team, not you're the dictator and we
I'm
follow what you
I'm
say.
I'm not saying a dictator. I'm
going to
be...
You've already said you're going to be a dictator as a president.
I'm going to be delegator guy.
Uh-huh.
But John,
going to be half that, James.
John, you're going to be an assistant to the assistant to the assistant in sub-cabinet.
That's a horrible answer.
I'm not applying for that job. I
Can we just reflect on the answer? What would you guys do as a team, Joe? I would be president.
Exactly, Devin.
I don't care what the rest of you are. You're not in my cabinet, though.
Well, that's where my mind goes. But okay, John, what's
you're a real team player
what's
over
your, I'm looking out for the country, all right?
Yeah, okay.
2044 or 2048. John, what's your answer?
Well, we have limitations based on...
Well, we all have limitations.
Joe. Yeah, we got you. Joe, so yeah. There are certain things we can't do.
That is true.
There's so much that's holding us back, like sitting in that chair right there. I mean, I don't know what to do. I've never had to deal with so much holding me back.
Let the record show he is pointing at the person next to him.
I'm well aware who he's pointing to.
No,
I know. Joe, that was for the listening audience. Not everyone can see that.
Should we open up an ice cream shop?
I would love to do food.
Oh, that'd be good. I worked in so many restaurants. That would be great. We could make Joe the cashier guy. You could just stand there at the register and just...
No, but that's front-facing. Joe is not a front-of-the-house guy.
Yeah, you're right. No. Dishwasher.
Food.
Dishwasher.
There you go.
We nailed it. So we'll all do the rest of the
time. I've been a dishwasher.
So have I.
That's a lot of work.
But you know what?
He's
get guns.
He's not going to do it.
You get guns when you're a dishwasher.
Well,
yeah, well, that ain't going to happen.
Won't.
Right. They probably won't.
James, let's do one.
Let's move on from that one. All right. Good question here from Mike Dolce. Mike says... Who is this year's Phillies X Factor?
Probably some relief pitcher. I don't even know his name. Honestly. I mean, they got a couple of new relievers. Like, whoever those guys
Max
are.
Max Kepler is an offensive reliever. I'm like Max Kepler guy.
I need a reliever to step up. I really do like him a lot.
I know. I've owned him in fantasy
before.
We've
had nothing out there. Well, we've had so little in the outfield. It's like Max Kepler gives me a little shot in the arm.
John, you know what Fritz said on social media a week or two ago? He thinks Kepler's a top five hitter on the team this year.
He says interesting things sometimes.
He does. But that also can be seen as a slight of Castellanos and whomever else. Yeah. You know,
well,
that can go either way.
When we were down there, the game that we went to, I saw Castellanos go yard to start the fourth, and I saw Kepler go yard right after him. Like, I like the fact that... Okay. And then I saw Kepler single right up the middle. He puts the bat on the ball as well as out of the park. I really appreciate that.
Fair enough. Max Kepler. I'm still going with the
unnamed reliever guy.
Sanchez is too good for that. He's too good for that. I'm going with the unnamed reliever guy, whoever that guy is.
That is the horrible answer. Like, pick a name, man.
I don't know
all
their names.
You're talking about the Phillies. Right?
No.
Like, pick a name.
Whoever's the next Matt Strom and Jeff Hopman.
Romano. Jordan Romano.
Well, that's a sign. Yeah.
I've heard of him. But one of those guys. Like one of the guys I haven't heard of. Because they're going to rely on some of those guys. They are.
They have to.
So whoever that guy is, that's my X factor.
Chan Ho Park was that one year for the Phillies.
Yeah, it was an X factor.
He was very good. Now, I had heard of him, but he was very good.
Sure.
All right, with that AMA, we shut it down. Ben, you were down there the last couple weeks, couple times.
Yes.
What's I mean, we were also just there, but what stood out to you being at spring training?
The at bats.
They different?
They were different. They fouled a lot of pitches off. They lived to see another pitch. And I asked a couple of the players, we had them on the air with us, and I said, is that something that you make a concerted effort to do? And he said, absolutely.
Who'd you notice it from? Because Bryce doesn't have to change. Bryce just has to be Bryce. Schwarber doesn't have to change because he changed last year. Who did you notice a change with?
I noticed a change with Castellanos. And now, the results weren't always great, but at least he was battling.
Yeah, that's okay.
Flailing.
That's all right.
Castellanos did it. Schwarber did it. Harper did it. Harper did it a couple times, and I was like, wow, this is...
So how do you think... Okay, so let's talk about that. To me, Bryce Harper can just be Bryce Harper, and that's fine and great, but... What do you think he is thinking he might need to change with?
Well, I think they all have to realize that they're not getting it done offensively. They're too consistently inconsistent offensively. And I think they're putting more balls in play and giving themselves a chance to just get on base.
Could Bryce have a different approach with two strikes? It's less about a homer?
Yeah, I think so.
He's like a classic home run.
Right. I always say it's it's controlled violence is his swing.
Yeah, it is.
But I still think there's a part to him that everyone can always get better in baseball. But I think there's a part to him that, to a man, really, they need to get better. They need to be more consistent. They can't rely on the home run all the time. And what I really liked about the offense is there was one inning where they strung singles together and they scored three runs without hitting a home run.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen that over the last couple of years, and that's why they've lost. And I think they realize that, hey, we got to change it up a little bit.
And I'm glad to hear this.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
Very glad to hear it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.